Let's say Dr. Minhas, I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Monica McCoy, M-O-N-I-C-A, middle initial M, last name M-C-K-O-Y, date of birth 03-28-1989, date of appointment February 23, 2026, requesting physician Victoria Miller, V-I-C-T-O-R-I-A-M-I-L-L-E-R-F-N-P. Dear Victoria Miller, I have the pleasure of seeing Monica McCoy today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 36-year-old, right-handed African-American woman who has a history of CMT2 muscular dystrophy. It is hereditary. She cannot walk, she cannot feed herself, she has a feet drop, she has a foot drop on both sides, hands are contracted, sometimes muscle spasm, have spinal pain due to the scoliosis. Past medical history, CMT2, hereditary, muscular dystrophy, tachycardia, chronic respiratory failure, scoliosis, past surgical history, peg placed on 2009 and removed on 2014, allergy, environmental medication, ibuprofen 800 milligram, metoprolol, Flonase, vitamin B12, vitamin D. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She is single, lives alone with the aide. Have no children, family history, mother alive with muscular dystrophy, father disease. She does not know about him. One brother, three sister. One sister has muscular dystrophy. One brother also has muscular dystrophy. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, lightheadedness, confusion, numbness, tingling, weakness, anxiety, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain, back pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 90 over 60, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake. Oriented time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, but spasticity present. Her both hands are curled up. She has a bilateral wrist and foot drop present. Motor system examination, strength upper extremity 4 over 5 proximally. Lower extremity 2 to 3 over 5. Deep tendon reflexes 1 over 4. plantar responses or flexor sensory system examination revealed decreased vibratory sensation in the feet. She came to the office in a wheelchair. Assessment and plan, 36-year-old right-handed African-American woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, Charcot-Marie tooth disease. Number two, peripheral sensory neuropathy. Number three, muscle spasm and hypertonicity. Number four, bilateral foot drop. Assessment and plan. The next paragraph. Charcot-Marie tooth disease-wise, she's okay. She want to see a specialist in muscular dystrophy. We will try to find such doctor in this area. Then we will make appointment for her. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office in 3 months. I would like to see her in my office as needed basis. Thank you.